You're listening to That MMA Show.
Hello, guys. This is Peter Wonderboy Thompson, and you are listening to That MMA Show.
What is up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show. Here with me, I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. And today we have an insane show with literally one of my favorite guests and a good buddy of mine, and that is Jacob Stitch Duran. He is the cut man for Bellator, Invicta, literally been all over the world. You've seen him in movies such as Creed, Here Comes the Boom, and many others. He has some great stories, guys, today, and it is going to be a lot of fun. Today's show is brought to you by Tom James Clothing. Now, if you have not had a custom suit, shirt, clothes, anything like that made, you have got to check out my buddy Ben Lawler at Tom James of St. Louis. His number is 314-862-6500. Ask for Ben Lawler and tell him Jeremy from That MMA Show sent you, and he will hook you up with some of the best clothing in the business. Today's show is also brought to you by War Tape, the best in athletic wrapping tape for any sport. If you're into CrossFit, if you're into boxing, kickboxing, all of it, one of those, you gotta have the War Tape. You can get it by going to www.wartapebrand.com. Use the promo code THATMMASHOW and get yourself a big discount. Also today, our show is brought to you by Cutman for Hire. Check them out for the best in cornering and martial arts supplies for any coach, licensed second, anything that you do. If you're a cut man, if you're a corner, if you work with fighters, you need to go to cutmanforhire.com. That is cutman, the number four, hire.com, and get all of your supplies today. Also, we are brought to you by Diamond MMA. If you are in the world of combat sports, baseball, football, whatever, this is literally the best protection for a low blow out there, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard Joe Rogan talk about him on his show. You've heard me talk about him on Shamrock FC's pay-per-view broadcast. They are the best out there. Go to DiamondMMA.com and use the promo code THATMMASHOW to kick it off and get your discount. All right, guys, it is time. Like I said, today our guest is Stitch Duran. He's a great one, and we'll be right back right here at That MMA Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jose Shorty Torres, Tennessee flyweight and bantamweight champion. Right now, you're listening to That MMA Show.
Back at it here at That MMA Show. And, guys, now I have literally my favorite guest of all time. He has been on, you know, for years with me. A great guy. We've broke bread together. Heck, we've even had a couple of drinks together. It's my buddy Stitch Duran. Stitch, how you doing?
Hey, man. Happy New Year, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on, brother. Yeah, we have breaking bread and I've had a drink or two, and, it's always fun to hang out with friends.
Absolutely. So now, for those who don't know Stitch Duran, which I cannot believe anyone has done, movie celebrity, been in the movie Creed, Here Comes the Boom, published author with The Fields to the Garden, one and two now, which is just a great book. I mean, I was lucky enough, he sent me a promo copy. I read it, I went out to Amazon, I bought my own, it was amazing. You know, so, but Stitch, for all of those, you have been around the world as a cut man for the Klitschko's, for the world of mixed martial arts. What got you into the business?
Well, you know, being stationed in Thailand as a young kid in 1974 is really where I got my first view of combat sports. And you know, that year that I was stationed in Thailand, I studied and then kind of switched off when the Koreans left. They were teaching the GIs, the Thai took over, and they made us, they transitioned us into the Muay Thai system. And then I got into, got back to the States, and I got into boxing and you know, opened up my own school of kickboxing, and there I trained fighters. I managed them, I promoted fights, but I just kind of like wrapping hands and working cuts, and that kind of floated to the top and, you know, made the move to Las Vegas 22 years ago.
Wow.
Kind of followed my dreams, and here I am talking to you, and then, checking out, doing Invicta this coming weekend in Kansas City, so things have been good.
Yeah, we Stitch and I are actually both going to be at Invicta. We're going to be covering it live here for That MMA Show. He's going to be working it out there. So now, Stitch, you have worked all over the world. Tell me a little bit about, like, what your time was with just in the boxing world. I mean, you have been with so many, with the Klitschko's and things. What's the best story out there you've got for me?
Man, I'll just tell you the latest update with the Klitschko's. the 16th, the week before Christmas, Vladimir Vitali and both of the fighters that I work with, and for those that know, they were both the heavyweight champions of the world. They're from the Ukraine. And, you know, Vitali now is the mayor of Kiev. And, you know, said, you know, the when he fought, you know, he thought that was tough. He goes, but, you know, he's against the Russians right now with Putin. He goes, that's the toughest fight of my life. But anyway, long story short, is that they invited the whole team to a great resort up in the mountains of Austria. Beautiful wintertime up there. They took the whole team up there just as a way of saying thank you for being part of the team, and you know we couldn't have done it without you guys. And you know, but these were the classy guys. But no, I've had a lot of great opportunities. You know, working with Andre Ward, you know, Amir Khan from England. I mean, Johnny Tapia way in the beginning, Mike McCallum. I've had a lot of great opportunities to work with a lot of great fighters.
Yeah, you really have. But you've also done a lot of cool things in the movies, and you know, it's funny. You know, you're my daughter's favorite person in the world. You know, she tells me whenever she fights MMA that you're coming to wrap her hands. But you know,
yes.
Friends come up to her and go, isn't that the guy from Creed? But you've been in all kinds of things motion picture-wise. Talk a bit about what it's like to been in the movies, working with Sylvester Stallone, working with Kevin James, you know, and Here Comes the Boom, just shows like that.
Yeah, you know, just, everything just happens for a reason, you know, Jeremy. I, to this point, I've never asked for one job, but, you know, for the longest time when I made the transition to Las Vegas, I would, for 24 years, I worked for RJ Reynolds back company. I worked in the corporate structure, and I took a buyout. And the day that I was leaving the company, I got a call to go do an audition for a movie called Play It to the Bone with Woody Harrelson and Antonio Banderas. And I didn't know what to do. So I went over there, got my stuff, put it on, and did the audition. I got the part. But from there, I ended up doing a quick part with Vladimir Klitschko against Lennox Lewis in the movie 11 when the lights went out and, you know, Brad Pitt and all these guys, George Clooney, they went and robbed the casinos. So I had a small part with that, and then I started working with Vladimir after that. And then I did Balboa. I did Rocky's last fight when he fought, and I did the movie with Kevin James and Salma Hayek and Henry Winkler and Boss Rutten, and you know, had a part on that. And then they called me to do Creed. And then actually, I'm just kind of, you know, kind of not off the record because I'll be telling you right now, is I'm waiting for the call to do Creed 2. And actually, I threw talking to my agent yesterday. They're doing their production meeting today, but the filming is going to be done in Philadelphia. Ivan Drago, Duff Lundgren definitely will be in the movie. And, you know, the questions we ask, are they bringing the same team back? And I think historically, you know, the Rocky movies, they always had Mick and Polly and, you know, the same guys. So I think the chances of me going back to Philadelphia at the end of March look real good. You know, and, you know, I've been in this game and you've been in this game long enough to know that, you know, we never say it's going to happen until it happens. But, you know, let me finish up by saying, yeah, your daughter, she's a tough girl, man. And I told you last time we had dinner together, I put my place as being her cut man for when she gets to the mixed martial arts. So I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely. All right, Stitch, now let's get into the book world. From the Fields to the Garden, the original one that came out, talks about the story of your life. From the Fields to the Garden 2 comes out, it continues the situation. So for everyone who got the first book, but now they need to go out and get the second one because the information is just, there's so much more. There's more stories. There's more things going on. Talk about your book.
Yeah, you know, the first time, Zach Robinson, the one that co-authored this with me, got a hold of me. And, you know, during the era when the Matthews and the Chuck Liddells and the Randy Couture's and all these guys, Forrest Griffith, were all writing books. I had actually Matt Hughes's office that came and had dinner with my wife and I and talked about writing a book. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy, Jeremy, that if you want to do it, let's do it, you know. And we'll worry about the contracts and negotiations later, but it's done, you know. So anyway, Zach Robinson, nothing ever happened there. So Zach Robinson got a hold of me, and he's a school teacher in England, teaches the kids for the military school bases over there. And he got a hold of me, and I said, well, sure. You know, and I was going to be in Germany 2 weeks later anyway, working with Vitali Klitschko. So we met, and we spent 3 days together, shook hands, and wrote out the first book. But everything started off from my life, how I grew up as a farm worker. And then, you know, we got into details behind the scenes stories of some great fights that I worked with, and then it carried on, and the book became a real top seller. And then the question came after that is, are you going to write a second one? And you're going to write a second one? And you know, that was never my intentions. And then, you know, I got let go by the UFC, and that became a pretty big story that a lot of people didn't know about. And there was a lot of other great fights that I had in between or after that, a lot of great things that happened. So Zach and I put the second book together, and we just decided to continue from the end of the first book, which was UFC 104, and we continued up when we finished the book. So, yeah, who would have thought, huh?
No, but it's one of the best reads that I have seen in that, you know, in that vein of things. I have read it twice. I read it on the plane every time I'm traveling someplace. And, you know, just give me one of the best stories that you think is your best story out there, because, you know, I have mine of the when the UFC let you go and all of that. And we talked a little bit about that on the show even back in the day. But what is your favorite story out of that book?
Well, on the second one, it has to be the trip that we took to Afghanistan with the troops, you know, and we spent 11 days there. And literally we're in the trenches. We would fly in Black Hawks from the main. If anybody saw the movie Lone Survivor, and I think we all saw that movie, that was the base that we were at, in Bagram in Afghanistan. But we would fly literally with bodyguards in two choppers from that main base into what they call the FOBs, and to go visit the special forces and the commandos and all that stuff, and just to hear their stories of being true warriors, to me was very inspirational. And actually, I was having lunch at the chow hall with this one guy from Poland, because it was and he, you know, everybody carried their weapons, and he said, you know, I studied Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and that gave me the common effect to accept death. And if I hear these bullets ringing by me, going bing, 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 he says, I'm taking them. If I'm going, I'm taking it with me. So that was that fight mentality that guy had. And then there was another guy from Croatia that saw me and Jake Ellenberger and Amir Sadala, and we're like in the little market on the base, and he's in civilian clothes, and, hey, you guys, what's up? And let's take a picture. And then he tells Jake Ellenberger and Amir Sadala, he says, look, no offense to you guys, I want to take a picture with Stitch. And he puts his arm around me. He says, I'm not a fighter, I'm a killer. And so reality kind of sunk in there. But that was one of the great stories. But in the fight world, you know, I remember when Chuck Liddell fought, I forgot his name now, Keith
Jardine?
Anyway, yes, Keith Jardine. And Keith Jardine had beat Chuck Liddell, but as I'm walking to the back of the dressing room, I see his father, Keith Jardine's father, and he's standing as proud as he looks like a lumberjack, number one, but he's standing there as proud as could be, and he has tears running down his eyes. And, you know, I'm rushing to the back to go wrap hands, and I had to stop, and I said, God, you know what, man? That's a great story. And I saw Keith at the one of the Invictus, and I told him that story, but that's one of the many, many great stories that I have in the books.
Well, I like I said, From the Fields to the Garden 2, it's available on Amazon. You have got to go out and get it. Now, all right, Stitch, let's talk about the Cutman world right now. You're blowing up again, back with Bellator, after the whole UFC debacle. And for the guys that don't know it, it all went down on the Reebok deal. And if you remember, Stitch, I mean, I even burned my shoes on my Reebok shoes on social media and caused such a stir, I still don't think the UFC is going to press cred me anywhere.
Yeah, you know what, the support, before the support of them letting me go, but there were so many people like that really went against and were not happy with the Reebok deal. Number one, the fighters, you know, and all the fighters I talked to and all the trainers I talked to were very unhappy with it. And you know, guys like you burning shoes and just, you know, bitching and moaning and making their complaints known verbally. It became a big, big thing, and when I did an interview regarding how the Reebok deal affected the Cutman, I guess wasn't a good time for the UFC, because I'm sure you guys were just kind of beating them to the pulp. That next day, they called and said, because of the interview I did, that they were going to let me go, and that started a big stir, you know. So, you know, it was good to have so many people on the same frame of mind, and, you know, Yeah, you know, we got overpowered by the power of people, you know. But we're still swinging.
Absolutely, we still are swinging. And you have ended up, like I said, you're working with Bellator now. You're working with the guys in Invicta, Mike Driesbach, Craig Nassalo, all of those guys out there. You know, so how has it been the transition over into the world of Bellator? I mean, especially since Bellator's blowing up now, you know, we're seeing a whole lot of guys out there who, you know, made it their way from the UFC now over to Bellator because they said the pastures were greener.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. You know, let's talk about Shannon, Matt, you know, she runs Invicta. When the UFC let me go, she called me because I was doing her shows, you know, from day one. And she called me about the next show after I was let go. I said, well, what about, you know, what happened, your relationship with Dana? She goes, well, you know, that has nothing to do with it. You know, this is between you and I, and you do a great job, and I'd love to continue working with you, which I thought was very, very classy on her. But then, you know, Scott Coker, I've known Scott Coker for like over 30 years when I had my school of kickboxing. My fighters literally would fight on his promotion way before he was Strikeforce. So I always had a great relationship with Scott, and in fact, we're friends, literally. But we talked, and Scott says, you know what, I'd love for you to come on board, and, you know, these are the options I'll give you. You know, I understand, you know, you have boxing, and boxing pays a lot more, so... If you have a boxing show, he's saying we have Bellator, go ahead and do the boxing. You know, if we have a Bellator show and there's no boxing, give us that show. And if we don't have a show and there's another organization that wants to bring you on, go ahead and do it. And if you want to get sponsors, yeah, by all means. So everything that should have been with the UFC is now happening with Bellator. And, yeah, they're growing in leaps and bounds. And, you know, I can't wait for... the 20th when they start that heavyweight tournament, and they're just getting better and better. You got Rory McDonald on board, you got Benson Henderson, just Frank Mir, you know, all the guys that really were the cream of the crop of the UFC when I was there. We're getting the band back together, brother.
I am so stoked about hearing that the band is back together. Again, Stitch Duran, you can see him this weekend at Invicta 27 in Kansas City. That will be on Fight Pass. But, all right, Stitch, now we got to talk about some of the cool stuff that you have seen over the time. I got to ask this one, and I know you get it all the time, but, Stitch, what's the worst cut you've ever worked?
Well, there's been a ton of them, right? And it's funny because I think on Instagram, day before yesterday, I put a picture of Robbie Lawler and myself standing next to Robbie Lawler when he fought Rory McDonald. And that happened to be really my last major fight in the UFC. But Robbie's lip was sliced from the bottom of his lip up to the tip of his nose, like somebody had pulled the lip out and then just kind of sliced it with a knife. And that was a tough, tough fight, and that was a tough, tough cut. I remember Stefan Struve. We were talking about this the other day because you're right. People ask me about it. They want to know what the cut, you know, and I don't mind the stories, but Stefan Struve was fighting Christian. I can't remember his last name, but his whole lip was shredded. It looked like a shark took a bite out of it. And the doctor comes in, and I'm working on it. And Stefan definitely doesn't want the fight to end, right? And even though the cut looks bad, it's not in a situation where it's going to make a difference in the outcome of the fight. So he's telling the doctor, don't stop it. And the doctor says, what do you think? And I told the doctor, and I heard this from the guy, the sound guys in the truck, and they were laughing. But I told the doctor, I said, look, if you have been, you should be okay, you know. Mm-hmm. And they all started laughing. But it turns out that the doctor let the fight continue, and Stefan Struve ended up winning that fight.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's about Stitch Duran giving them one more round. You could check out all of his stuff on social media. He's out there on Twitter. Get his book, etc. It's a great thing. All right, Stitch, now, again, another big question that we've heard from everybody out there. One, who is the nicest one you've ever worked with in the business?
Oh, God, you know what? I count them in my fingers and my toes and my elbows and my knees. So many. In fact, I was at the Mayweather gym yesterday, and, you know, I always go there and hang out and kind of shoot the shit with everybody. It's kind of like the barbershop talk. Kind of like what we're doing right now, Jeremy, right? Just barbershop talk.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I get that all the time. In the MMA industry, everybody is real, real nice. Everybody. And, you know, they're the toughest guys in the world, but they're the nicest guys in the world. But, you know, I got to say, Randy Couture has always kept his, always been the same Randy. Whether I see him in the gym, whether I see him in the streets, whether I see him at the airport, whether I'm wrapping his hands, or whether I'm working on him between corners, just a super, Vitor Belfort. Vanderlei Silva, as crazy as you would think he is, just looking at him, is a super, super nice guy, Anderson Silva. There's so many guys that, and that's the great thing about my job is many times I've worked on these guys. At the end of the fight, they'll give me a hug, kiss me on the cheek, and tell me they love me, So it's tough to really pick one, Jeremy. It's like, me trying to pick my favorite son or my favorite daughter because, I love all these guys, and they return the favor by respecting me and showing me a lot of respect.
All right, next question for you. Got this one off of Twitter. So who has been the toughest set of hands you've ever wrapped?
That's a good question that not many people have asked. But you know what? It had to be Little Nogueira. And I tell you what, man, it was such a pain in the ass wrapping his hands. the wrap that I use 98% of the time in MMA, it works for everybody, right? But once I did that, he wanted me to cut it here, he wanted me to cut it there, he wanted me to cut it there, he wanted me to take this off and all that. Man, by the time I finished with that, it looked like an abortion. I just walked out. So the next time I sent the assignment to Rudy Hernandez, I said, why don't you go wrap his hands? I got nothing to do with him, man. But he was horrible. He was horrible.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Next one now. And this one, again, this one comes off of Twitter. So
that's a good question, though.
Thank you. I appreciate I'll let them know that one. Now, all right, Here's the question. What is harder on a cut man? Is it boxing or is it mixed martial arts?
Oh, yeah, no, mixed martial arts by all means. Well, there's two different patterns. But for severity of the cut, when it comes to multiple cuts and deep cuts, obviously, MMA takes the cake on that. And like when I work with Robbie Lawler, we fought Rory McDonald, people don't realize he had like a 3-4-inch gash on the top of his head along with the lip that was sliced. So outside of just, the box where you have them on the eyebrows or on the eyelid, in MMA, you can have them anywhere and everywhere. That would be it. But what makes boxing a little bit different is that you go multiple rounds, so you go as many as 12 rounds. So you have to, like when Vladimir Klitschko fought Anthony Joshua in his last fight, Wembley Stadium, 90,000. He got cut early, like in the second or third round. Well, I had to keep that cut controlled all the way up to the 11th round when he got stopped. So that's the difference. MMA, you got 3 rounds, you got 5 rounds, and that's about it. And then not all the contact is always on the face in MMA, but in boxing it usually is. So that's another good question.
All right, Stitch. Now, again, for my own knowledge here and for everyone that's out there listening, they're looking to break into the industry. I know that it's a very tight industry. I was a cut man for a long time. As a matter of fact, that's actually how we met the first time back at the old days of Invicta, just me getting to ask you some questions. What is your best advice for the newcomers coming up in the gyms who just want to learn it to help out their gym, to maybe get into the sport? What is your best advice for the young up-and-comer?
Well, you can check out my new video that I'm editing right now called Giving the Fighters One More Round. Come think of it. I'm glad you asked that question. Definitely got to check that out. But, I always tell fighters or cutmen, people that want to be cutmen, and I get requests all the time, they're doctors and nurses and EMTs, and everybody wants to be a cutman, even just general people. And they asked me what's it takes to be a cutman. And first and foremost, I think you and I talked about it, Jeremy, and you've done it, is, you got to spend hours and days and weeks and months and, even years, gym, working with the fighters, trying to be like a fighter, knowing what they go through, on the mental side and on the physical side. And as you're doing that, you're wrapping hands and you're donating your time. You get the confidence of the coach, you get the confidence of the fighter. And then the next step is they'll bring you in, work in the corners. And, even if you have to be the guy, the third guy in the corner, then you progress from there. But it's a progression, and it takes time. And, And I always tell these young cutmen, if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you know, you have to do it because you have to love this sport and you have to love what you do.
I agree, Stitch, wholeheartedly. I mean, I started out just doing it in the gym, cornering fighters. It was, you know, a few years before I ever even worked for a promotion doing it. And it was just, it's an absolute progression that I love the info that you're giving the young guys out there. So, Stitch, what's new in your world, though? What's coming up next? Is there new stuff coming out? We got new products. What's going on?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. And I guess maybe I could, you know, let the cat out of the hat now. I have my Stitch Premium tape, you know, which is, you know, water repellent, and I've added more glue to it, and it's really the top of the tape. And now I just created a new KO swell, and that's that metal apparatus that we use to prevent, to minimize such swelling. Well, it's coming in from Pakistan Friday, and I'm going to be having that available. But, you know, this is curved. A lot of the end swells out there, they're all flat. In fact, they're all flat. And to me, it never made sense on why we would have flat surfaces if the swelling happens around the cheeks and the eyebrows, which is contoured. So one of the sides of the end swell, I call it the KO swell for the knockout swell. One side is curved so that you can meet those demands, and then the other side is flat. And let's say you have a hematoma on the temple or something where it's flat, then you could use both sides. So that's coming out. And then I'm on my way today after we finish here, and I'm having the new wrist wraps done, and those are where you put the swabs. So you don't have to put the swabs in your mouth. The old cutmen in the old days, in fact, in boxing, they still do it, and I think it's horrible, where they put the swabs in their mouth and in their ears, and, you know, that's how they project that they're cutmen, but it's filthy and it's dirty. So I'm going to be having those, and I'm just working with a company in Canada right now. In fact, we've been corresponding this morning. We're developing an ice pack that could be used long-term. So I'm doing that. But in conjunction with all of this, you know, I'm just now putting this video, giving the fighter one more round. And it's going to show detail everything from wrapping hands to working cuts, working the swelling, to all the equipment that you actually need to work a fight, right? So the exclusive you get on this now is at the end of this month, beginning of February, I'm going to merge with my brands are going to merge with cutmanforhire.com, and so that's the exclusive distributor of all my products, and we're going to coexist and we'll work together on that.
Really?
I'm real excited about that. We've been working on this for the last 6 months, and that's right now. Cutman for Hire is the top Cutman Supply website that you go to. And then, you know, we're going to be bringing in, you know, new items and everything, but everything's going to be done as a supply depot for cutmen, for trainers, and for fighters, you know. So I've been busy, man. I've been, you know, I'm not that little farm worker that grew up picking tomatoes and peaches and cotton anymore. I still am, but I learned that if I could do that, I could do anything.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to hear that you're merging with Juan Ramirez. Juan has been a friend and sponsor of mine for years at Cutman for Hire.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and, you know, we sat down. As a matter of fact, honestly, I do Kansas City this week. I do Bellator in L.A. the week after, and then on the 27th, I'm doing a show in Pachanga, which is about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes from San Diego, where Juan lives. So I'm going to do the show, and then we're going to meet there. I'm going to transfer some of my equipment to him, and then we'll both go back to San Diego, and we're going to spend the weekend together, polish everything up. But yeah, I think it's long overdue, and, you know, it's never been about the money, Jeremy. Obviously, this is a business, but it's about doing the right thing and making this game a lot safer. And, you know, I think in fact, I mentioned in the book where I was trying to learn how to be a cut man, and I asked a veteran cut man that did a good job on the cut. I said, you know, I'm trying to be a cut man. Can you tell me what you do? What you do? And he basically blew me off and says, "F you, I'm taking this to my grave, and you got to learn just like me." Well, I'm gonna go the opposite and teach people how to take guys. And as a matter of fact, yesterday I'll just kind of give you another side note is Bob Bennett, the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I've been dealing with him, you know, for the last month and a half on rewriting the rules, the hand-wrapping rules for the state of Nevada. because every commission out there has different rules and regulations on how to raise hands and how much you need and what have you not. And a lot of these rules were designed by guys that have never been in the trenches. So Bob Bennett got a hold of Don House. Mike Fonisev, and Michael Fonisev was one of the guys that you were talking about learning how to be a cut man, where he called me and we sat down and I told him, you got to spend hours, days, weeks, and months, and years in the gym. But now he's working in the UFC. Michael Fonisev and then Bob Ware. Bob Ware is Floyd Mayweather's cut man. So he got us all together. And Jeff Mullins, now Jeff Mullins used to be the commissioner for Tennessee. Now he's working with Nevada. We spent, you know, 4 or 5 hours yesterday on wrapping different styles hands and how much tape you need and all that. So the new regulations are going to be based on reality, on logical sense, because, you know, you go to one commission will say you can only use 15 yards of gauze. Well, 15 yards of gauze might be okay to wrap your daughter's hand, but it's not going to be okay to wrap Brock Lesnar's hand. Right?
Very so, true.
Yeah, so we went through all these stages, and we finally came out with a formula that is going to be ideal for everybody. And, you know, my next step would be to go and introduce that policy. But once it gets accepted in Nevada, is introduce it to the ABC and implement that policy, because it makes so much sense. It's so easy. Mike Tyson, when I interviewed Mike Tyson, he says boxing is such a simple sport, and you got to look at it that way. And the same thing when it comes to wrapping hands. And you know, we all wrap different hands, and they put their hand wraps on scales, and they all average about 3 ounces. You know, different techniques, different amounts and all that. So what we brought to the table was pretty instrumental, and I think it's going to be a career-changing definitely for the state of Nevada.
Very, very cool, Stitch. Very cool. So, all right, for everybody out there then who wants to follow Stitch Duran, wants to know what's coming up, wants to know all the ins and outs of what you're doing and where you're going to be, how can they find you on social media?
Well, that's Stitch Duran and hashtag Stitch Duran. I'm pretty easy to find. You know, so and that's the thing about it. I love interacting with fans one on one. I get a hold of fans that respond to me and they're asking if I'm the real Stitch. You know, and there's no other but me. You know, but I'm a simple guy like you, Jeremy. You know that, and you know I've just been blessed to be the opportunity to have the opportunity that I have right now to work with so many great fighters and organizations, and you know, being movies and being books and doing videos. I've just been very fortunate. But shit, I'm like you, man. I'm a home down earth guy, and you know, I love talking to fans and all that, so they can always get a hold of me.
All right, guys, Stitch Duran, I will see you this weekend at Invicta. Maybe we'll even go get some barbecue after the fights.
You might have to have it delivered, man, because I guess it's going to be cold up there, brother. You know, and I'm in Las Vegas, man. I think the sun is shining. It was like 67 degrees the other day. So
oh, goodness.
I'm going to have to bring out my winter clothes for sure. But no, definitely, we'll get together, Jeremy, and it's always good seeing you. And, you know, say hi to your daughter and tell her, man, keep me in mind, because I'm looking forward to working with a new generation. She's a bad girl. So.
You got it, Stitch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Stitch Duran, thank you so much for joining us today here on That MMA Show.
Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a big thank you to Jacob Stitch Duran for joining us today. Again, check him out this weekend at Invicta FC 27. That's going to be on UFC Fight Pass or live in Kansas City, Missouri. My staff and I, we are heading up there, so come say hi to us too. We're going to be hanging out all night long at Invicta FC. All right, guys, thank you again for joining us so much today. Check out all of our great sponsors, and we'll see you next time. As we say, as always, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next time right here at That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show.